Hi, this is Rabbi Yomi Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. It's always a special treat when the Daf Yomi lines up with something in the calendar. And we're right now in the midst of the sugyas of Matan Torah, which date it happened that the Torah was given to us, and we're just a couple days after Shavuos. So the Gemara in Shavuos Pei Zayin continues this conversation. But even though Shavuos is over, it's still very much relevant because we're all wondering, today is going to be the day after Issuchag. So do we still say Tachanun? Do we not say Tachanun anymore? What's the halacha? And how far, how much does it extend in terms of not saying Tachanun in the month of Sivan? So there is a din brought down by the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Shavuos, Simen Tuf Tzadi Dalin, whereby the Ramah writes, V'ein Omrim Tachanun Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Shmini Dainu Achar Isuchag. We don't say Tachanun from Rosh Chodesh through the eighth day of Sivan, until the day after Yontav Sheni. In Eretz Yisrael, it would be Zayin, would be the day after Yontav Rishon. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, based on today's sugya, D'miyad b'sheni b'sivan, the second day of Sivan, the Gemara is talking about Shlosh Shemei Hagbalah, 3 days of separation, 2 days of separation before Kabbalah Satara. So according to the one opinion, it was already on the second day of Sivan when they started the separation. So Amar Lehem says in Mishnah Berurah, Moshe L'Kodshin L'Torah, you have to sanctify yourself. You have to prepare yourself for Kabbalah Satara. Ki dechsiv im shema tishmu bekoliv, you listen to me. Ushmartim is brisiv yigomer, and then acharkach maschir shloshish me'agbala, that began the 3 days of preparation. So we don't say it on Aleph season as a Aleph Sivan as a Rosh Chodesh, and the days leading up as preparation for Kabbalah Satara. But what about afterwards? Well, afterwards we don't say either because it's Issuchag. So we didn't say it on Friday was Yontif. We didn't say it Shabbos, aside from it being Shabbos, it was Yontif Sheni. And we didn't say it on Sunday because it's Issuchag. Issuchag is Shtikl Yontif as well. But what about the days afterward? What about Daf, what about the day Tes Sivan and Yud Sivan? Do we say it at that point? So there is another Amah found in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, Simin Kuf Lamin Aleph, where the Amah writes, V'lo mitchiz, we don't say Tachanun, V'lo mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Ad Achar Shavuos, until after Shavuos. Here, he doesn't reference Issuchag, but he's referring to Issuchag as well. We don't say it on Yantif nor on Issuchag. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'yesh mekomos." There are some places, Nogin Shlo Lipol Kol Hashishi Yomim Mishachar Shavuos. The 6 days after Shavuos, you don't say it. Why? Because the Gemara tells us, "Mibnei Shekarbanos Shelchag Hashavuos Hayolahem Tashlumim Kol Shiva." Because if you miss the opportunity to bring the carbon on Yontif on Shavuos itself, you have 6 days afterwards. Even though those days are not Yomim Tovim, there are still 6 days whereby a person can make up bringing the carbon. There's a discussion whether you can make Shechiyonu if you forgot in Yontif during those 6 days. We assume not. But Poskim say there's a mitzvah of the Hakbil Pnei Rabo Biregel, and Sukkis Pesach and Shavuos. If you miss Shavuos, you have 6 days to make it up. So there's a shtickle bit of Yontif Shavuos even now with respect to Karbanos and with respect to Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Biregel. And for that reason, somehow the practice not to say it for the 6 days afterwards in Eretz Yisrael. So that means on Shavuos, you don't say it, certainly. And the next day, Issuchag, you don't say it. And then 5 more days afterwards, those are the 6 days after Shavuos, one would not say it. But the Shaar Tshuva says, that's all in Eretz Yisrael. So that in Eretz Yisrael, so already the 13th, you would start saying Tachanun. You would start saying it on the 13th. The Shaar Tshuva says, but in Chutzlarts, where we keep 2 days, where it's a Safek Yoma, we don't know when the real day is, so you count 6 days from day one, but also 6 days from day two. So even on the 13th of Sivan, says the Shaar Tshuva, according to some, you would not say Tachanun. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman comes along and says, seems to be a very simple response. That can't be the case. If the whole basis for not saying Tachanun during the 6 days that follow are only because the opportunity of Tashumim for Karbanos, well, Karbanos are only brought in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they know when, that there's no suffix when the day of Yontif is. They know when the day is. It's from day one. It's from Vav Sivan. There's no Shaila in Chutz La'aretz. There's no Karbanos in Chutz La'aretz. So there should not be a Sveika de Yoma Legabe Tashumim of Karbanos. And for that reason, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, even those who have the Minna to not say Tachanun because the Tashumim to follow, it should not include the 13th day in Chutz La'aretz. And that seems to be the practice, that those shuls, those kehilos that have the practice of not saying tachanun for the days to follow because of tashlumim, already by the 13th of Sivan, they would already be saying tachanun.